Hi, and welcome to the Design Fine podcast, a space where women are interviewed and in conversation to discuss the highs, lows, and everything in between about being a woman in design. The Design Fine has new episodes every Monday, so make sure you come back every week. You can find more on the Design Fine podcast Instagram. Hope you enjoy this episode. Hi, and welcome to the Design Fine, the podcast. Today we have Marcella, and she's going to be sharing with us her story in the design field. So welcome. Hi.
Hi. I'm very happy to be here and to speak with you. Thank you. And I will tell you something about myself and my work.
Sorry, you can just introduce yourself.
Yes, I am an Italian painter and a textile designer, and I have been painting on silk for over 20 years. With the silk I paint, I produce stoles, clothes, accessories, and used for items of furniture, about furniture. In the last months, after the pandemic COVID situation, I began to collaborate with a young photographer from Berlino, Giada Armante, with the idea of selling in an online shop and using social media. For me, it is like a new beginning. And the challenge is to convey the charm of colors and also the softness of the fabric only through images, without the possibility of touching and to have a physical contact. I think it is very difficult. About me, I want to say that I belong to three places that have a great influence on me. I belong to Milan, from where I come and where I was born, from Trapani. It is a little city in the extreme end of Sicily. Trapani lies between two seas and is completely surrounded by the sea. Then, last but not least, I belong to Molise. It is a little region in the center of Italy, and it is really the place of my heart, with its mountains and its wildness. I'm feeling these three souls in me very strongly, and they reflect so much in my work. Sicily is the place where I live and paint and where I have my atelier. And about Sicily, I love the strong colors of the sea and the sky, and above all, the light that is so bright, and also my favorite color, the red of the burning lava of Etna, our volcano. Molise is the place of the green, of trees, of brown and rust of the ground. And I love so much its nature and also its wild animals. Milan, for me, is the place of planning, of accuracy, of precision, and of seriousness also. About my work, I'm completely self-taught because I didn't go to an art school, an art and craft school, or an art academy. So I learned all by myself, making also many mistakes and learning by them, and often losing a lot of time. But in this way, I express myself in freedom without the necessity to keep distance by the personality of a teacher. And I think it was important for me. As a child, I already liked colors and painting. Above all, I like to paint portraits, and still I do. But it was about 20 years ago that I found my way, because someone spoke to me about Cerchi. It is an oriental silk painting technique. At the time, 20 years and more ago, YouTube didn't exist. So I experimented without really a guide. Soon, painting on silk became my technique, my technique. For me, it was perfect to obtain the brightness of the colors that I was looking for. But soon, I distanced myself from Cerchi and began to develop a personal way of painting. At the same time, it was clear to me that I needed, as Virginia Woolf says, a room or one sound. I mean, a place to work and to have my atelier. Also to show to myself and to the other that painting wasn't for me only a hobby, but really I was trying to have a job. So I rented an atelier in the historical center of Palermo, where I produced my silk and sold them for many years. 20 years ago, there was still a big difference among art, craftsmanship, and design. And it was difficult to me to place myself in a specific category. To understand if I was making art or decoration. Soon I was interested in a size 2 meters by one, because it is useful to create something that can be used in different ways. To wear, and it is the most common use for a fabric, but also to hang like a painting, or to put on a bed like a blanket, for example, or many other uses. The colors I use are chrome and nickel free. They need a long process to be fixed by steam. In my work, every stage, I mean painting, fixing the colors, washing the silk after the fixage, in this moment, the color in excess can destroy or complete the work. And every stage needs the concentration and can do the difference in the result. So I prefer to do everything by myself, to have the complete control. Also, if it means to produce slowly a few pieces. I'm not completely interested in a big semi-industrial production. Some years ago, then I was encouraged to prepare some dresses. It was the owner of a shop that asked me for it. And with the help of a stylist, this lady this unfortunately was soon back in her country, and we are no more in touch, and I forgotten her name. I'm sorry. With her, I choose a few models, very simple and one size, to realize with my silk. To sew them, there is a great woman from Sri Lanka. Her name is Patti. She's fantastic in sewing silk. She came in Sicily for an arranged, predefined wedding. And I helped her to become a tailor with the idea to help her to have a little financial independence from the husband. Our collaboration has lasted for years, and she's really very precious for me, because I never found someone so good in sewing, and sewing silk. So it is my story.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. Can you say what types of things your brand makes now with your painted silks?
My favorite creation is simply big scarves. I use different kinds of silk. There is, for example, satin. It is very brightly and in some way elegant. I can use crepe de chine, or also pongé. They are more simply and it's different, the result. But the idea is always to have big stalls that you can put on your head or around your neck, or you can use it to defend by the sun, or you can use it because it's cold, or you can use them also because it's hot, because silk is very good in all this situation. Or you can use, for example, to cover a baby, or to put on yourself like a night dress, very sexy. Or for so I like the possibility to have different use for these big pieces of silk. And then I do also other items, of course. Mm-hmm. I do kaftans, or I do also I cover books with my silk, but really I like to create scarves, big scarves. It's my favorite idea.
So what is your favorite thing about being an artist?
Maybe the freedom. I think that it's the big freedom you have, because the possibility to express your feelings, your also with colors, your idea of the world, and is something that you can find in nowhere, only in creating with your hands or with your brain something.
And what is your style in terms of your painting and your art?
When I began to paint on silk, I began using this oriental technique. You put the silk on a wooden chassis and stir it with pins. Then you must draw your drawing with a special glue named Gutta that avoids the color to go and to mix. This technique requires a lot of attention and precision. It's easy to make mistakes. And when I was doing 30, I was certainly influenced by the beautiful abstract patterns of Emilio Pucci, a famous Italian designer, famous for the patterns of his fabrics. But after a few times, I completely abandoned this technique and the use of Gutta in favor of a greater spontaneity, controlling with the color with my experience, not with Gutta, but on the now I know exactly after so many years of where the color will arrive. And I seek an effect of apparent randomness.
And when did you know you wanted to be an artist or a painter?
I have always enjoyed dealing with colors and playing with colors. But my real beginning was about 20 years ago or something more, when someone explained me this technique, Serti. I soon understood that silk, I tried to do it, and I soon understood that silk is the perfect medium to express brightness and intensity of colors. I like strong colors. Immediately I realized that I wanted to do something that was the only one and absolutely mine. And at the same time, I wanted to do something that could be practically used, could be worn. I was always attracted by painting, but I never thought before that it was possible to have a job in that field. But when I experimented silk painting, I discovered the possibility of making something that could be like painting, but also used practically. Not only to hang and to see, but to use it.
What is something you want to see more of in the artist industry?
Years ago, when I began, textile designers were considered artisans. Now, the difference between among artisans, artists, and designers is more nuanced. And I hope that this trend will be increasingly recognized, because the creative field, it seems very limiting to put what you do into precise categories. Art, on the other hand, now also eludes precise definition. And so it seemed to me that is too excessive to create a distinction, too rigid, and also a kind of ranking. So artisan art is less, designer is less, art is on the top, too much.
And what is something that people don't know about you?
People can't imagine how a long process is to create a scarf of mine. There's a part of creativity and a good part of tedious and repetitive work. The most interesting part is to paint, of course, follow your inspiration and try to obtain the result that you are looking for. The boring and exhausting part is the long fixing process by stream. You have to assure that the thing is run this way, then you have to, after the fixing, you have to wash a silk to take away the excess of color and be very careful not to create stains and smudges. Finally, you have also to iron to remove the very resistant creases that stream has produced. This is boring. But I prefer to do everything by myself because I need to have the complete control on the final result. Only for the tailoring aspect, I met from the lady from Sri Lanka, Pati. And our collaboration for me is very important. And it is for me very important that it is this collaboration is economically fair in front about her. Okay.
What is your biggest achievement?
I'm particularly proud when I see that the person wearing a stole of mine is more beautiful and happy, and that my stoles enhances the personality of the owner. But of course, for me, is also particularly gratifying when my works is featured in an exhibition. And for example, maybe the most important was a few years ago when I was invited to do an exhibition in the gallery of Franca Prati, who at the time, she passed away a few months later. At the time, she was considered an authority in the informal art scene in Palermo and also in Italy. And I still remember with pleasure and gratitude my silks draped over mannequins and arranged side by side on tables with an overall effect of great harmony. It was a very great experience.
What is your best words of wisdom or advice for someone looking to become an artist?
My simple advice is to use good materials, to use good colors, because there are different types, many colors you can fix with ironing, but they are really horrible. I don't like them. So using good colors, also if they are more expensive and more difficult to use. Use a beautiful silk, and if you have good materials, you will obtain good results. And then I could say to try to find your personal style, but according with the medium you are using. It is a fabric, so you must remember it. Being a textile designer is, like every creative job, really interesting and stimulating. So try and look for your freedom.
What is the best part about being a designer or artist?
I think it is to have the possibility to express yourself, and also to do something that can be very fun, very enjoyable, because to work with colors, with materials, with your hands is a nice thing. And many times when I'm painting, I feel that I don't need other forms of meditation. It is a meditation, because you must be completely concentrated on your activity, and you really forget everything.
What do you think the future of your company is and yourself for the next 5 years?
I'm on the way of trying to expand my online possibility to sell my creations. So I would like, I hope to expand my international clientele through e-commerce and social media. And in 5 years, I would like to be so excellent and well known that everyone in the world can to want, but really want to have a scarf of mine.
Well, thank you so much. It was so nice to hear your story and for you to come on the podcast.
Thank you to you, Nicole.
Hey, I hope you loved this episode. If you did, rate and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, or send it to people you would think would be interested in listening in. You can learn more about the guests in the show notes or on the Design Find Instagram. The Design Find podcast is under the Entrepreneurs Network.